Yeah, Neville here, Friday, July the 3rd, late evening. So this is a follow-up to the boo I did earlier, a few hours back, waxing enthusiastically lyrical about the new Linksys wireless router that I bought. And that was very premature because it's turned out to be not good at all in the sense of the connectivity to wireless devices was a total headache. Notably, my wife's desktop computer, which connects via Wi-Fi, this just would not. There's no way I could get it to connect, whether using Windows' own network connectivity wizards or the Belkin application to manage it, because the connection is actually a Belkin on that computer, a Belkin USB Wi-Fi modem. It wouldn't work. Even though it saw it and it would connect it to the router, it would not go further than that. And the application running on my desktop, which has got a wired connection, which manages all of it, wouldn't even show my wife's computer in the desktop app. Yet the router itself saw it, and it was listed in devices that were connected. It had an IP address, it showed its MAC address, all that. So I have no idea what the problem was, which raised a point to me that, you know, I'm pretty A, technically oriented, and B, quite keen to go under the bonnet and try and figure these things out. But this should be plug and play, literally. You buy it, you connect it, do the wizard, and everything works. Is it perhaps that this is an N standard, whereas the system on my wife's G+, which is what the Belkin router is, that this Linksys was designed to replace? I don't know. I noticed some odd things too on the wired computer, where websites, for instance, in the status bar in Firefox, constantly saying looking up the web address, and a handful of times it would produce an error page, DNS error, can't find server, things like that. That's weird. I never had that with the Belkin router, unless the whole network was down externally, which of course, yeah, but normally no. And I got the sense it was slow, which surprised the hell out of me. And I noticed that particularly on the iPhone, which is another thing. It wouldn't keep the connection. Every time the iPhone went into sleep mode and I got it back out of sleep, the network connection had gone. I contrast that with the Belkin connection, of which this is now connected. It can go into sleep, it can do all sorts of stuff, and I bring it back and the network is there. Or it comes up within 1 or 2 seconds. It would not do that with this Linksys machine. So I'm very, very, very disappointed in this. And this was the brand that the majority of people this morning when I asked on Twitter were recommending. And I'm actually now seeing, because I've tweeted a bit about this, other comments from other people coming in saying, oh yeah, Linksys, forget it, bad news, okay. So what I have in mind, I'll sleep on this overnight, is to take it back to PC World, either get a refund, or I'm more inclined thinking to buy another Belkin, because it's a brand I trust. I've used Belkins for 6 years. And they've always been just fine, so maybe I should stick with what I know. Some people were recommending on Twitter this morning other brands like Ruckus Wireless. Okay, I don't know anyone who has that, so I'm not going to go that route. Buffalo too. Again, I don't know anyone with Buffalo, and I've got a couple of their network-attached storage hard drives. Excellent, but for routers, I'm more comfortable with a brand that I know and have experience with, or that I've heard of and I know other people using. And curiously, I know a lot of people using Linksys, and I have a high regard for the brand, but this experience is exceptionally disappointing. So maybe I got seduced by the sexy look of the thing or whatever, I don't know, but and the Cisco name too, perhaps. Maybe that was it, I don't know. So I'm going to sleep on this, and in the meantime I'm trying to get my wife back connected again. And hopefully I can get that done tonight. So it wasn't quite how I visualized spending the whole of Friday evening, but there we go. So the good, interesting thing, though, I plugged in the Belkin, and immediately it recognized itself, and boom, that was up and running. So disappointment with the Linksys, I have to say. I really, really am very disappointed. Okay, that was all. So let's see how things look in the morning.